Ben, it seems like every time the headlines come out, the federal government is trying to stick its nose into some aspect of our lives to regulate this appliance or that appliance. Have you noticed that that is a trend with this particular administration?
Oh, very much so. In fact, we've reached a point with appliance regulations that it's easier to mention the major appliances that aren't the subject of Biden administration crackdowns. Televisions are off the hook, so let's be grateful for that. But just about everything else that plugs in or fires up around the house is the subject of regulations, all of which are bad news for consumers.
Interestingly, the Biden administration was proposing regulations on, of all things, our dishwashers, but there was recently a court ruling on that. Can you bring us up to date on that?
Yeah, well, dishwashers may be the most overregulated appliance already. They've been subject to four rounds of successively tighter standards on the amount of water and energy they can use. And yet the Biden administration is now working on round five that will very likely make things worse. But the earlier regulations were the subject of some litigation brought by my organization, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, as well as a number of state attorneys general. And a federal court found that the Department of Energy did not justify its standards and that the rules may very well do more harm for consumers instead of good. One of the things the court mentioned was that because these dishwashers don't work as well anymore, people have to wash by hand before or afterwards to get dishes sufficiently clean. So it's no longer even clear that you are saving water and energy with these standards. So the court came down in favor of consumers and against the administration's efforts to set these efficiency standards that are so stringent that you may actually spend more on the appliance than you'll earn back in savings, and the darn thing won't work the way it's supposed to.
I've noticed here, Ben, that when it comes to all these so-called energy-saving regulations, and of course, climate change is the reason for all this, and we're not climate deniers here. We know there's always climate change, but it seems like climate change is being used as the excuse to expand regulation, and there are adverse effects. So did anybody take into consideration the fact that, yeah, you have a dishwasher, but if it doesn't work as well, you're going to spend more time, more money, and more energy pre-washing the dishes, which I don't think any of us really want to do.
Yeah, and in addition to wasting water and energy, you're also wasting time. Remember, these things used to be called, these appliances used to be called modern conveniences. Now they're not quite so convenient anymore because of these standards. And yes, you're right. Now climate change is now being used as a finger on the scale by regulators to do what they've always done. In the case of dishwashers, now it's round five of successively tighter standards. And one thing that a lot of homeowners have noticed is that dishwashers now take a lot longer to do a load of dishes than they used to. And that's a direct result of these regulations.
Regulators, of course, and all those who are using climate change as a reason to extend government control are always pointing to fossil fuels as the culprit here. So, Ben, what is the status of regulatory efforts when it comes to not necessarily appliances, but heating our homes and furnaces? Is there still a war against natural gas being waged?
Very much so. And the appliance standards are being used to help wage that war. So for appliances like stoves and furnaces and water heaters that come in natural gas and electric versions, we see efficiency standards from the Biden administration that are much tougher on the gas versions in order to wean people away from natural gas and achieve this goal of the electrification of everything, which I think is very bad news for a number of reasons. For one thing, natural gas is about three times cheaper on a per unit energy basis than electricity. So it's good from a consumer standpoint to have it available. Also, it's nice to have appliances that still work during a blackout. Blackouts are becoming much more of a threat, especially as we're closing down coal-fired power plants and trying to replace them with much less reliable wind and other renewable sources of electricity. So there's much to be said for consumer choice, including choice between natural gas and electric appliances. But these efficiency standards are being used as a tool to try to push the natural gas versions off to the side.
All of this seems to be a bit big brotherish here, Ben, that the federal regulators think they know better than we, the consumer, what sort of products we should buy. Is that sort of an overarching theme here?
Yeah, I think it's just flat out weird that there's these know-it-alls in Washington that think they know what we should have in our kitchens, what we should have in our bathrooms, what should we have in our laundry rooms. It's just strange, and it doesn't make sense because one size does not fit all. And we all know our own individualized circumstances and preferences better than any Department of Energy expert or politician. The best thing to do is give consumers choices. And some consumers will want them, the most eco-friendly, energy-efficient models and more power to them. But these regulations just serve to force that choice onto everyone, whether it makes sense for them or not. And I'm a big fan of consumer choice. And these regulations are always bad news in terms of reducing choices.
You somewhat touched on this a couple of minutes ago, but there's this drive to make everything electric, do away with fossil fuels. We want to electrify everything, including the vehicles we drive. And you referenced the fact that we are already having rolling blackouts. Has anybody given any thought to where the electrical power is going to come from to heat our homes, clean our dishes, drive our cars when we already don't seem to have enough electric to go around?
Yeah, it sure seems like a train wreck is coming, and some of the organizations that do look at electric reliability are sending up red flags. So we're backing out a lot of gasoline-powered vehicles and trying to replace that with electric vehicles. At the same time, we're trying to back out natural gas appliances and trying to replace them with electric appliances. That seems to me to be a lot more electric load. At the same time, and for the same climate change reasons, we're trying to retire coal-fired power plants, and we're not even all that happy about natural gas-fired power plants either. So the demand seems to be going up, while the supply, both the quantity but also the reliability of the electric supply, is increasingly at risk. So we're headed for some real problems unless we start to think twice about where we're headed.
It seems in recent months, and particularly throughout all of 2023, Ben, that the drive, if you will, no pun intended, to convert to electric vehicles somewhat seems to be stalling out, that consumers are not moving in that direction as rapidly as regulators would prefer. What do you think is the reason behind that?
Well, I think it's the same reason people prefer gas stoves, no matter how much they're told that electric stoves are the option they should choose. People know what's in their own best interest. In the case of electric vehicles, there's real issues with charging times and range. There's a cost issue. And in fact, you see most electric vehicle buyers are households where it's the second or third vehicle. So there's a gasoline-powered vehicle when needed. So people know it's in their own best interest. The same people know that cooking with gas is superior to cooking with electric. And there's just a point you can't tell people what's in their own best interest. You they'll figure it out for themselves. And yes, electric vehicles have a role. All of these eco-friendly versions of whether it's vehicles or stoves or heating systems, whatever, they have their place. They'll have their market segment, but they're not the right choice for everyone. And we're learning that with electric vehicles. And what's amazing with those is that even with the very, very heavy government handouts, they're still stalling out, as you mentioned. So it seems like for the Biden administration to achieve its goals, they'll have to be subsidized even more, which I hope won't happen.
We have been talking with Ben Lieberman, who is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And Ben, tell us a little bit about CEI, the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Also, where can folks go to read your extensive writings on this and other topics?
Well, the Competitive Enterprise Institute is a free market think tank located in Washington, D.C. We believe in things like free markets, limited government, rule of law, individual liberty, things like that. There are some in Washington who still believe in those things. And if you want to find out more on a wide variety of topics, not just appliances, you can check out our website at cei.org.
Ben Lieberman of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Ben, thank you for taking time to be with us.
Well, thank you.